Praise the Lord. It is a blessing to be in the Lord's house, because there is no better place to be than to be in the Lord's house, because God is there. And the Lord take pleasure in the praises of his people. And I can say there is no better place to be. I can say I just feel blessed because God's presence is here. And I can say the worship is so wonderful, so awesome. And I think about when we will be together in the heaven. In Haiti, we worship the Lord in Creole, in French. But when we will be in the heaven, we will have no Creole, no French, no English. There's just one language. That will be awesome. I bless the Lord for that day that will be coming soon. I bless the Lord for what he is doing in Haiti. I can say God is always moving in a great, mighty way. Souls keep on getting saved, baptized, healed, set free from voodoo and witchcraft more than ever before. It is not like the same it is here in Haiti. In many places, the people, they walk long way to come to church. Some place they walk for 1 hour, 2 hours. When they get there, they spend all the night long singing, praising the name of God. In many places, there is no doctors, there is no hospital, there is no medicine. When someone gets sick, they bring them to church. They come with expectation. We pray, we lay hand upon them, and the Lord heal them. And long time ago, the elders of Haiti dedicated Haiti to the devil. We claim Haiti back to Jesus. And I plant fully three churches. The most of them are in the mountain place. We have 17 with DCPI. And God is moving in each one of them. And some of the churches, we have a school. We teach the children the word of God. We teach them how to read and write. And a lot of the children, they want to be pastors, missionaries, preachers. Our plan is to reach Haiti to Jesus. The most of the people in Haiti are children and young people. We do all we can to reach them because they are the future of Haiti. And I can say God is always moving. We have what we call feeding program. We feed the children 2 meals per week. And I have four feeding centers. The feeding is program is a great blessing for the children. Many times when they come to school, it is very difficult for them to learn. When they come without anything, it is difficult for them. We feed them. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And I want to thank each one of you for your help and appreciate it. Your help means much. One thing again, after the earthquake, my church at Port-au-Prince collapse. I lost everything, in 35 seconds, everything get lost. But I can say I have a bigger church now. Bigger and nicer church now. The first floor is the sanctuary, and we have a balcony. It is almost complete, except the balcony. We need to put benches, tile for more people. We have about 500 people, and people keep on coming. And I start rebuild the training center. It will be a place for the pastors to come for training. And also I will use it when some missionaries come for a short trip. They can stay there. They will not have to stay at the hotel. And when it's finished, I can use it also. And when some other people come, I can use it, make some money to help my ministries. And I want to say to you, thank you so much for all your help and prayers. Because I can say you are a part of the work there in Haiti. I cannot express myself to thank you. But I know a time is coming soon when we will be with the Lord. The Lord will reward you richly for working together with us to reach the lost for Jesus. Your work for the Lord will not be in vain. And I would like for you to come. There is much work to do for the Lord. We will be very happy to have you with us, like as Pastor Bobby Walker used to do. Bring people to Haiti, travel to the mountain, have crusade. And I can say it's wonderful. There is much, much work to do. Today is the time to work for the Lord. The time for the Lord is now. A time is coming, no one will be able to work for the Lord. Again, I say thank you to each one of you. Thank you to the children. Children feed the kid. Thank you for all your help and your free prayers. I am praying and believe God to keep on providing to finish the training center. I do a little bit work from time to time as the Lord provide. And I can say it is a big project, but with God, nothing is impossible. This morning, I want to share some word with you. In the book of Acts, the text is in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25 to 31. The theme of the message is the power of prayer. The power of prayer. I want you to turn with me. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 31. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word, because your word is the truth. Thank you for the opportunity to come here and hear your word. This morning, I ask you, God, let your Holy Spirit flow. Touch everybody here, because you know their needs, you know their name, you know what they are expecting from you. Your word says, "Men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that come out of the mouth of God," in the name of Jesus. Amen. The power of prayer. Prayer is a big weapon. A big weapon. It is not like a gun. It is not like a machete, a rifle. But it is a big weapon. The word of God says, the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty to God for pulling down the stronghold. In this world, each one of us can have some situation or face to some problem, difficulties, because this world is not our home. And the devil is always fighting against Christian. Steal your joy. Steal your peace. Steal your joy. Steal your peace. But we have a big weapon, they call prayer. You can call the Lord at any time. At midnight, daytime, when you are in trouble, when you are in danger. The word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 15, the Lord say, "Call me in your trouble. I will deliver you, and you glorify my name." Just because we are Christian, it don't mean that we will not have trouble, problem, difficulties. But Jesus said, "I am with you. I will never forget you. I will never leave you." The word of God is the truth. Even we don't see him, we know what he says. His word is yes. And amen, he is watching over his word to perform it. In the text that we just read, we saw something happen to Paul and Silas. Why they had that problem? Because they cast out a devil. A young lady that have a divination, a spirit possessed with a spirit, and that lady, by her way, her honor obtained great benefits. And this lady saw Paul and Silas and said, "Let us follow these men, because they are the servant of the Most High God." They are the servant of God. Let us follow them. She keep on saying that for many days. Paul was tired about that. Paul knew that was not the spirit from God. This is the devil, the spirit. And he said, the spirit, I command you to go out in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. When you have something come against you, bother you, speak the name of Jesus. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the word of God says, you will cast devil. You shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick will get healed. Recover in the name of Jesus. Where God is moving, the devil is not happy. In Haiti, I face with the devil many times. Many times what the devil did, he did, they want us to be discouraged. They want to stop it. But there is no power that's greater than the power of God. Many times. But we know, we trust in God, we have faith in God, we know what to do. We have a big weapon that we use, we call that prayer. And I am happy because when we pray, the Lord hears us. When we pray, the Lord is going to do something. Even when you don't see no way, God is a way maker. He can make a way where there is no way. In Haiti, we the same problem. The witch doctor's problem. We face that much, but God always manifests his power. Usually before, I went to an area to plant a church. What we do, we pray, we ask the Lord to show. I ask the Lord to show me where to go. I ask the Lord to show me the place that need a church, because the Lord know better than I. The Lord can lead us. There is a place that the Lord showed me. The place called Kwadebuke. I went to that place. When I get there, the place that the Lord showed me to plant the church, I saw there was a building there ready to dedicate to the devil. They told me it belong to the witch doctor. The witch doctor don't yet use it. They are going to dedicate that building to worship the devil. So I was thinking, and I said, Lord, what to do? I said, Lord, you send me here. He is a place, the devil place. So what I did do, I buy in the power of the devil and claim the place to preach the gospel. We have a big weapon. Pray. Pray. Don't doubt, because we say our God is not dead, he is alive. I pray the Lord and I say, Lord, touch the witch that has heart. Save him. Save the people in the area. And what happened later on? Something happened to the witch that I did not ask the Lord for him to be sick. I say, Lord, I want you to save him and save the people in this area. And I claim this place to preach the gospel. And the people heard that. And then later on, what they see, they saw the witch doctor get sick. The witch doctor get sick. And they thought that I put curse on him. I did not put curse on him. Later on, the witch doctor gave his life to Jesus. His family gave his life to Jesus. His followers gave his life to Jesus. And I bought his place and turned it to church. That church grew up so much, and we had to tear it down and build a bigger church. God's power is bigger than the power of the devil. Many times we have some situation, we call it trials. The power of God is going to manifest. Paul was doing a wonderful work, preaching the gospel, cast the devil. The devil get mad. They arrest him. They tore his clothes. They beat him and put him in the deeper part of the prison. But one thing very interesting, in the deeper part of the prison, what he did, he prayed, he singing praise to the Lord, and the prisoners was listening. I am thinking, when the prisoners was listening about them, in the deeper part of the prison, their feet was in stock. I think the prisoners said, how come they praise the name of God? When you praise the name of God in your trouble, something is going to happen. Prayers open doors, prayers look chance. There is nothing that God cannot do. In every situation, the word of God tells us, give thanks unto the Lord. In good situation, in bad situation, know that God is going to do something. God is going to do something. One of our ladies in the mountain, what happened to her? She is one of the street vendors. She had a corner every morning. What she sell? She sell oatmeal. She cook the oatmeal and then carry it on her head and sell by the street and sell it. This is by this way she got her money for her family. And people come to buy from her. She cook the oatmeal and they come with the milk and buy oatmeal and put milk in it, sugar, and they really like it. And that lady, in every morning before she came out, she kneeled down. She said, Lord, thank you for the night that I spent. Thank you for this day, this new day, God. Protect me. Be with me. Take care of me. And then she had her basket that have the oatmeal. She put it in her head and start walking out. In the way she stepped on a stone, wall stone, and she fell down. The oatmeal fell down. She says, praise the Lord. Lord, I don't know. How come that happened to me? I praise you anyhow. And she went back home. And then later on, what happened? There was a truck, a dump truck, carried sand that came in down from the mountain. That truck ran out of brake and turned upside down where she used to sit. The Lord protect her. People say that he dead, he she get killed, but the Lord protect her. This is the reason in every situation, give thanks to God. Many times we don't know the reason why something happened, but God is in control. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always. Always. The Lord says in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord says, you are mine. I grave you upon the palm of my hand. He don't say, I write your name. I grave you on the palm of my hand. He says, if you walk to the fire, I will be with you. If you go to the river, I will be with you. I will be with you. So, we have a powerful weapon. They call it prayer. They call it prayer. We have to call to look to God all the time, at any circumstances, at any situation. God, when something happens, God is going to do a way. I face with many situations. I remember one day there was three men that was going to steal my truck. The traffic was very slow, very slow. I just hold the steering wheel, and I heard someone said, if you move, I shoot you. When I turn, I look and I saw the one in my left point a gun at me. I turned to my right, I saw another one point a gun at me. I never see something like that. When you see that in the TV, but never see something like that. I feel that shaking. I get some fear come. I remember the word of God that say, call me in the time of your trouble. And I say, Lord, I need your help. The one in the left open the right door, he get in. The other one open the back door and get in. And another one, they get inside. They say, you do what I tell you to do. You go where I tell you to go. And in my heart, I am praying and say, Lord, help me. I just keep on driving. When we get a further, one of them said, go faster. And then they say, turn here. And I turn here. But I know what? I know I am not by myself. The word of God says, your hair is counted. There is not one that will fall down without the permission of God. And when I get further, one of them said, get off. Get off. I just get off. Because I cannot fight with them. They have gone. I just tell, let God take care of the business. And I get off. When I get off, behind the steering wheel, the motor stop warning. The truck would not stop. It would not start and go nowhere. They are very astonished. And they say, you come back and get your truck. I just come. I sit and I turn. The engine is start, no problem. And then when they get further, they say, you stop, and one of us drive now. I just get off, and the three young men just sit, the motor stop, warning again. They had a very difficult time. I was watching what they are doing. I just pray and I say, Lord, you say, I will be with you. Don't let them steal my truck. They had a very difficult time, and finally they say, one of them say, let him go. We get another one. I just get in my truck and start again. The motor start and I keep on going my way and I praise the Lord. The word of God says God is never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is no respect of person. If you have any problem this morning, any circumstances, the word of God says, trust in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus. If you have some unsaved people or some situation, God can take care of it. God can take care of it. There is no power that's bigger than the power of God. God can take care of the small thing and the big thing. Nothing is too big for the Lord. The word of God says in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is nothing that God will not do for you. The same way Paul and Silas, they pray, they sing to God, and later on the Lord sent an earthquake. Earthquake is powerful. Earthquake, as I told you before, in 35 seconds in Haiti, 5 years ago, 300,000 people get killed. Many people lost their home. This is the power of God. Prayers can open doors. Prayers can loose the chain. Prayers, there is nothing that God cannot do. Prayer can change the circumstances. The word of God says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, if my people who call upon my name, if they humble themselves and pray, seek the face of God, the Lord says, I will hear them from the heaven. A big weapon. The name of it called prayer. We saw in the book of 2 Kings where the king Jehoshaphat had some people battles against him. They went to the prayer. They said, Lord, you are God over all the earth. Lord, we cannot fight against this multitude that come against us, but we look to you. The Lord says, the battles belong to me. God is no respect of person. If this morning, if you are sick or have any difficulties, I would like to pray for you. If you have some special need, the word of God says, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We see so many things happen in Haiti. In one of our church, in the mountain, there is no funeral home. No funeral home. For example, if someone die today, tomorrow, you have to bury the dead body. We had a lady that passed away. They was going to bury her in the next morning. While the Christian get together and pray. What happened? That lady came to life. He is still alive, and after he come back to life, he has a baby. We serve a big God, and nothing is impossible with God. We have a big weapon, they call it prayer. Prayer. There is nothing, no power that can stand against the power of God. So thank you so much this morning for letting me come and share with you. I will not forget you in my prayer. And I invite you to come to help us. And I am praying and believe God. Elson, the training center is finished. I would like for you to come and help me teach the pastor. May God bless you.